By now, you've probably heard the name Laken Riley. She was an innocent 22-year-old girl who had her life taken by an illegal immigrant in Athens, Georgia this year. In the wake of the loss of Laken Riley, many were pointing fingers at the Biden administration, saying that this death was preventable had they effectively enforced border security. Many were wondering whether or not Biden was going to address the loss of Laken Riley, and he finally did so at his State of the Union address this year. Now, things went awry, and now Biden is apologizing. But you will never guess who he's apologizing to. Let's talk about it. Guys, before we get into this video, please consider sharing this content to somebody who may be unaware of the situation we're about to unpack today, because this is very telling about the state of our union, no pun intended. Now, let's look at the original comments that Biden made in regard to Laken Riley at his State of the Union address.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner, not really. Laken Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
So clearly this man is deeply confused. I don't know if he was even aware of what he was saying at the time. Where the right was circulating this clip because of the mispronunciation of Laken's name and the admission, I guess, to illegals murdering Americans, the left started to run on the fact that Biden said illegals. Because we're not offended by the fact that an illegal immigrant came into this country and murdered a young 22-year-old girl. We're instead offended at the fact that the president referred to that man as an illegal. For those of you who don't know, the left has decided that this is a term that should no longer be used to reference illegal aliens, that they should instead be called undocumented migrants. And we'll talk about why that is the case later down the line in this video, but let's get into a few of the responses to what Biden said at the State of the Union address. First, we have this leftist on TikTok that just had to unpack the moment. Let's watch.
Last night was the State of the Union address where President Biden addressed the entire nation. And if you didn't watch it, you clearly did yourself a favor, but we must talk about something that he said. President Biden went intentionally off script to go out of his way to dehumanize undocumented immigrants.
Laken Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Using the term illegals as a way to correlate criminalization and murder, dehumanizing an entire population, is just a tactic that he's using to go more right on immigration, succumbing to Donald Trump and the Republican MAGA agenda. As immigration activists, we have worked tirelessly to end the dehumanization. President Biden must apologize for using this word. Immigrants will not be gaslit. He has broken every single promise to us.
Today, folks are celebrating everything that Biden said. And what you won't see in the news is the truth, but I'm here to remind you that undocumented immigrants matter. We will continue to fight against this type of rhetoric because this will only create more and more division. And ultimately, it's only going to hurt him and his campaign and will only uplift the MAGA Trump agenda.
My name is Shayla. I'm an immigrant rights activist. I've advocated in front of the White House to President Biden about a pathway to citizenship. I know what I'm talking about. So please follow for more updates and more immigration advocacy because immigrants are here. We're here to stay and we won't be silent and we're expecting an apology.
She knows what she's talking about. So she is more offended by the use of the word illegal than she is about the fact that an illegal immigrant killed a young woman in this country, a woman who was probably very similar in age to herself. If you really cared about illegal immigration or immigrants themselves, wouldn't you be the most upset at an illegal immigrant coming into this country and committing a heinous crime like that committed against Laken Riley? Isn't that painting a bad picture of the people that you claim to be representing? Isn't that truly what's fueling the divide rather than the use of the word illegals? And she's not the only one acknowledging Biden's use of this word. Here's Nancy Pelosi on the news trying to run PR for Biden in the wake of what he said.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
Canada? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment. But you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh.
He should have said undocumented. What was the big moment again? Again, I think the big moment was the fact that we have millions of illegal immigrants entering through our southern border and committing crimes against American citizens. And I say this in every video. This is not to say that every illegal immigrant is coming to this country to commit further crimes, but it is to say the very nature of their entrance into this country is in fact illegal, which is why we use that terminology. Now, I know what you're all wondering. This has drummed up a lot of news. I wonder if Biden's going to respond to what he said. Is he going to say the name Laken Riley? Is he going to talk about the loss that her family has endured, that her friends have endured? Is he going to talk about preventing further crimes like this happening in the United States of America and enforcing our actual border policy that we do in fact have, but are failing to enforce? Well, let's watch this news clip of him addressing what happened at the State of the Union address.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
They built this country, says Joe Biden. I'm not going to disrespect a single one of them. I can't imagine something more disrespectful than entering a country on an illegal basis and then killing a 22-year-old nursing student while she's on campus. I think that's disrespect. And I think disrespect in return is warranted. But apparently no. These people are meant to be pedestalized because they built this country, according to Joe Biden. And he didn't address it once. He addressed it twice. Let's see another clip.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
Well, not probably. I don't regret it. Technically not supposed to be here.
Technically not supposed to be here, Joe Biden says. While under his administration, we've had one of the largest surges of illegal immigration this nation has almost ever seen. Technically not supposed to be here. And he claims to have issues with Trump's rhetoric, referring to these people as vermin, rapists, gang members, the like. You've heard Trump in his speeches on illegal immigration. And again, I want to make it clear that not every illegal immigrant is somehow up to something nefarious when entering this country. I'm sure many come here to enjoy the opportunities awarded to those who live in the United States. But are they coming here in the right way? Absolutely not. But to those who enter this country to rob American citizens, rape American citizens, rape the young girls who are crossing the border along the way as they're getting here, to kill those like Laken Riley, those people are in fact vermin, thugs. And I take no issue in referring to them in that way. And while our president, Joe Biden, is apologizing for the fact that he used the word illegal, instead of apologizing to the family of Laken Riley for something that he had a part in, here's what Donald Trump is doing at his rallies.
No remorse, he's got no regret, he's got no empathy, no compassion, and worst of all, he has no intention of stopping the deadly invasion that stole precious Laken's beautiful American life. We are profoundly honored to be joined today by the family and loved ones of Laken and some of her great friends. I met them, they're so incredible. The whole group is incredible. To Laken's parents, John and Allison, and her sister, Lauren, her roommate, Connolly, and to all of those who loved Laken, the hearts of hundreds of thousands and indeed millions and millions of Americans and people worldwide, they're shattered alongside of your beautiful hearts. We share your grief. We share your grief. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just want to let that juxtaposition of these two different people sit with you for just a moment and really compare the two different things you just saw, the two different energies, the two different responses, the two different priorities, and think about what's going to be best for this nation moving forward. This is by no means an endorsement, but it seems very clear that on this issue of illegal immigration and the death of Lake and Riley, somebody is handling the situation correctly. The other, not so much. Do not forget that this nation actually has immigration policies. They are just simply not being enforced. And when those immigration policies are not enforced, you will have more crimes like the ones we've covered on this show. And each and every one of these crimes is preventable so long as we do not allow these people to enter the country. And you may ask yourself, why are millions of illegal immigrants being allowed into this country? Some of whom actually being flown into the United States of America. And when they get here, being bussed, flown, and dispersed all over the United States. Well, someone has a theory, and it's none other than Elon Musk. Let's read. Most Americans do not know that the U.S. Census currently counts, for purposes of voting power, all people in a district, regardless of citizenship. Senate Democrats just voted unanimously to defeat an amendment that would have stopped counting illegals for congressional seat appointment and Electoral College presidential votes. Since illegals are mostly in Democrat states, both the House and the presidential vote are shifted 5% to the left, which is enough to change the entire balance of power. This is a major reason why the Biden administration is ushering in record levels of illegals and doing so few deportations. That's enough reason alone for them to be allowing this to happen at our southern border. Never mind the fact that they're doing an active push against voter ID laws that would probably allow a significant portion of this population to be able to vote in our elections. And there are many calls to even give them citizenship or allow them to register as voters. Who exactly do you think a group of millions of illegal immigrants is going to be voting for? I'm pretty sure it would be the party that allowed them to come into this country. So never mind the robberies, never mind the beatings, never mind the rapes, never mind the murders, because we have an end goal here. And if we lose a ton of innocent Americans in this process, so be it.
We're gaining power.
And if you somehow don't think that they know what they're doing here, trust me, they do. And it's actually all in the wordplay itself. Think about illegals versus undocumented migrants. Why do we feel the need to make that word change and apologize when we use the wrong one? If you use the word illegal, everybody and their mother knows that something wrong is happening, that you are going against the laws and rules of this nation. If you use the words undocumented, it sounds like some sort of clerical error. They're meant to be here. We just forgot to give them the documents that allow them to be here. They don't want you to view these people as individuals who have committed a crime, when that is in fact exactly what they are. They want you to view them as innocent, undocumented people who are invited in, but just need the papers to be here. This is all well thought out and storyboarded. They know exactly what they're doing. They know where their priorities lie. One group of people cares more about power and ideology and word games, and that is at the forefront of everything that they do. Now, the other group, and I'm not even making this a left versus right issue, this is a leftist ideology versus common sense issue. And the side with common sense cares more about American citizens, our family, our friends, our safety, our communities. And this is not to the exclusion of immigrants. It is to the inclusion of people coming into this country legally. We deserve to live in a country that protects us, that cares about life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and you know who understands that almost more than anybody in this country? People who enter the USA legally, who actually go through our immigration process and follow the rule of law. And while the other side claims to care about undocumented migrants, aka illegal immigrants, they're in fact using them as pawns for a greater game towards power and the movement of their agenda. They don't actually care. They don't actually want to do what's right, and they don't actually want to protect these people. They want to do what's best to keep them in power. Never mind American citizens and how we feel and our lack of safety. That is the truth. And with that being said, this is going to be one of my biggest issues in this upcoming election cycle. Will it be one for you? And with that, of course, I am curious to hear your thoughts. If you disagree with anything I said in this video, drop it in the comments down below. Duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, consider sharing to somebody who is maybe not up to date in what is going on in the Lake and Riley story and the general abysmal enforcement of our immigration policy in this country. And with that, guys, I will see you next time. Bye. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.